Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means it's time for an update of the news and issues facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is again today. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So, part two in our three-part series on your discussion with entrepreneurs from around the state. Tell us what we're going to talk about today.
Well, Mike, you know, a topic that's top of mind with almost every entrepreneur is capital, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. Everybody that I interview, that's one of the first questions I ask them. So, how has your fundraising experience been?
Right. So, if you're a CEO of a startup company, high-growth entrepreneurial company, I mean, you spend a significant part of your time trying to raise money. I mean, that's the game you're in. My partner's in Accessible Diagnostics, and I try to get into their stuff, and they remind me all the time, your job, buddy, is to raise money. So the reality is we've made a lot of progress in South Carolina in the last two or three decades in this, but we got a long way to go. This is a really hard place to raise early stage seed capital, and you and I both experienced that, haven't we?
Well, we have. You know, the early stage money a lot of times comes from angel investors, and I know that that network has grown over the years here in our state.
It has, and maybe the best example of that is Venture South, and that emerged out of upstate Carolina angel investors run by Matt Dunbar and some colleagues. It's grown from one angel group to operating in eight markets across South Carolina and four in North Carolina. They've invested about $17 million in 28 companies. 60% of their dollars have been invested in South Carolina. I ran an angel fund in the 90s called Capital Insights, and we invested about $15 million, about half of the number of companies they did. So it's something I know a little bit about. You know, it's better than it was. I mean, I think I tell a lot of people that are trying to do this today, you think this is hard today. You should have been doing it in South Carolina 25 years ago. But still, you know, there was a recent some publicity that talked about Greenville being the Silicon Valley of the South, and they had a bunch of people call me and say, hey, what do you think about that? And my first question was, have you been to Silicon Valley before? I mean, if you have, I mean, this is not Silicon Valley. And even in the South, if you start talking about places like Raleigh and Nashville and Buckhead and Atlanta, you know, they're places that are further ahead of us. Now, that's not to diminish the progress we've made and the success we've had, but we still got a lot of work to go. Venture South, one of the things they're very interested in is the South Carolina Venture Capital Tax Credit, 35% credit of qualified investments in South Carolina companies. And the total aggregate investment in any given year is $5 million. So you take everybody across the state, and that's what all the total credits can add up to. They'd like to see that double to $10 million. There's another similar kind of program in the state, SC Launch, and it's funded by the Industry Partners Fund. And currently, that's about $6 million. And they've had some good successes. One of the big successes they talk about is Proterra, which has now raised a total of $513 million. It was originally attracted to South Carolina because of CUI Car. Now, the headquarters and the innovation have moved to San Jose, California. We still have the manufacturing facility here for the East Coast, and it's kind of a lesson in what we need to do. I mean, we need to support companies like this in South Carolina, but we need to build the ecosystem, you know, so that the headquarters and the innovation can stay here.
Well, it sounds like that you are leaning towards recommending that the state get more involved in providing some sort of funding or tax credits or getting a little more into that ballgame.
Well, you know, I think the state is already making some investments. They're making some investments in angel capital. They're making some investments in SC Launch. You know, I think it goes back to what we talked about last week, Mike, that we need to take a step back and maybe have a bit more comprehensive strategy. We've got some great assets in the state that we talked about, CUI Car, the Restoration Institute, the McNair Center for Aerospace, the Nano Center, some of those kinds of things. We've got things like SC Bio that's got a lot of traction. We've got a logistics cluster in the state. What I would like to see is maybe a more comprehensive approach where we take some of the incentives we're providing to capital and use them to actually help build the ecosystem in the state. Because I believe success breeds success. And I just think it would help us if we start to try to coordinate these things better. Again, we don't want to try to pick winners and losers, but if we can kind of build the ecosystem where we're bringing capital and talent, other infrastructure together in focused areas, I really think that's the way that we're going to grow the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the state.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time today. We'll look forward to part 3 next week.
Thank you, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.